cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest. What assembly?
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
For this privilege, I want to thank you guys so much. I want to thank the pastors for giving me the privilege to speak to us this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. You know, sometimes when we, someone like me, I like worship. I love worship so much. It's a part that cannot be separated from me. You know, it's just something that I do naturally. Understand? And I was so happy when one day I was in the house and I saw one of my sons, and he just raised up his voice and was just, say, this guy has speaked after me. Understand? It's one of the things I like. I love songs so much. In fact, I remember then when we first, when myself and my wife just got married, she also is into singing. So we'll come together, we'll sing for hours. We'll just be singing songs. Hallelujah. You know, when you have something in your spirit, it must find expression. It must find expression. Either through words, either through song, it must come out of you. You will discover that it comes out of you naturally. You see, there was a time I remembered I was waking up to pray and to go to my place of work, and there was just this song that came up, and I could not stop singing it. It just kept coming. You know, the meaning just changed. It's a song I've sang several times, but the thing just became new to me in a way. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, without wasting time this morning, I will just want to charge us. It's a short charge. Hallelujah. I want us to open our Bibles to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 verse 1. Just the very first verse. Hallelujah. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. I will stop there. Let me just stop there before we continue. He said, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. What he's trying to say is that there are some things that are commonly believed. Most surely means that very, very sure that we believed in every way. We believe it so much it cannot be shaken away. We believe it so much nobody can come and tell us otherwise. We believe it so much nobody can come and confuse us. Is that most surely? So it's just saying that, okay, we have a set of 4 people, a set of 5 people, a set of 6 people. They have a common belief. If you ask the first person, he will tell you that belief. If you ask the second person, he will tell you that same belief. If you ask the other person, he will tell you that same belief. It is such a belief that nobody can just shake away. Nobody can come with a contradicting message and shake that which they have believed away. It's also as much as a lot of people have spoken and they have talked about what we most assuredly believe among us. So this morning I want to talk to us about taking heed to that which you believe. Taking heed to that which you believe. Now, the first question is, what do you believe? Hallelujah. What do you believe about God? What do you exactly believe about God? If you want to explain God to someone who has not have opportunity of meeting God or knowing about God, what is your most surely belief about God? What do you think of God? God is our Father. Hallelujah. Amen. God is our God. Hallelujah. But what do you believe about God? What is your own belief about? You know, when I was in school, whenever we are about going for break, the messages will be like, please, when you go on break, do not compromise your faith. Do not change. Do not, you know, turn to the other side. And when we come back from holiday, the next thing is retreat to revive what is lost. You know, then I used to wonder, do you think that fellowship environment is what consolidates your belief in God? What do you believe about God? God forbid, if something else breaks out in Nigeria and we are not able to gather physically, and probably the Zoom offends Buhari and it shuts it down, and there's no mixer and all that, and we couldn't communicate, and there's no way we could fellowship, do you still believe something about God? If you are relocated from here to maybe somewhere where Christianity is not so strong, we used to have this same belief about God. You see, the Bible says that, and the affliction arose, and all the disciples scattered. And by the time they scattered, everyone went elsewhere. But the Bible says that that's what they believe started replicating itself. The Bible says Philip went to a place and started preaching. He started preaching so much that when they see and heard, they got converted. What do you believe about God? Hallelujah. What is your most surely belief? What is it that nobody can shake away? Nobody can speak against. You are so convinced of it. You are so persuaded of it. You know it so much. You are convinced of it. You can prove to anybody that no. You see, when the Bible says that, though he slay me, it's because he had a great belief in God. It's because he knows God so much that a contradicting experience cannot convince him that there's no God. When I was in school one time, there was a time I was in school. I've said this thing sometimes ago. I was in school and I wanted to write an exam. I studied engineering, so I wanted to write an exam. And engineering, if you study engineering, you know, you have to make formulas, you have to derive formulas, actually. So I knew how to derive the formula, but I didn't cram the formula in my head. I knew how to derive the formula. And so I go to the exam hall, something happened and I couldn't remember how to derive it. You know, if you, for engineering, you had to this side, you had to this side, sort of. So I forgot something and I was just trying to remember. And then a friend of mine that we stay in the same house, hostel, saw that I was struggling and called my name and said that I should see. And I said, no, I won't do that. He said, no, I won't do that. He looked at me again and shook his head. Are you getting it? And I just took my eyes away. And I wrote the best I could write, and I came out of the exam. And he looked at me and said, don't worry, your God will help you. And by the time the result came out, I failed. Hallelujah. By the time the result came out, I failed. He came to me, I said, what is the score? And I said, I failed. He laughed. He loved me to score. Hallelujah. He loved me so much that I went back, I started crying. I wept. I said, but God, why did you let me down? If I had checked that in, if I probably have written that, I would have passed that exam. Why did you leave me? Why did you not defend me at this time? I wept and wept and wept. And what God spoke to me is that, do you know I'm closer to you than your physical flesh? Do you know I'm closer to you than your physical flesh? That contradicting score could not change my belief in God. There's this song I used to sing then. Lord, I believe in you. I always believe in you. Though I can see you with my eyes, deep in my heart, your presence I found. That was a song that was coming into my heart then when I was going through that. And I was just singing it. I was singing it because I believe in God. What could happen to you, brethren, that could shake your belief in God? What is that thing that could happen to you that will make you begin to doubt God, begin to consider the alternative ways? What's that thing that could happen to you? Hallelujah. What is that thing that could make you begin to say, is there God? Are you sure there is God in heaven? Hallelujah. Now, let's look at Hebrews. Let's look at Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Just take the first verse also. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 5. It says, therefore we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. What he's saying is, that which you believe in, you need to fan the flame again and again and again. You need to ensure that you do not lose it through commonization, through civilization, or through anything. You need to go back to what you believe and reiterate it and remind yourself and say it to yourself again and again. Because I want to tell you the truth. You see, at the end of the days, there will be so much knowledge. All manner of knowledge. All manner. It's going to be there. You see, we are going to see a lot of things. If you go to social media, I'm sure you'll be seeing things. And it's going to keep increasing. It's not going to shut down. You're going to see all manner of revelations. All manner. But it is only that thing which you believe that will sustain you. That you'll be able to say, no, this is not, you know, in agreement with the God we know. This is not God. This is not who he is. This is not how he operates. This is not what we know about him. So, you see, the work given to us is to go back to that which you believe. Do you believe anything about God? Or is it because we said God is God and that's why you believe it? Is it because a pastor said God is love and that's why you believe it? Do you believe God? You know, the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. He said that it takes faith to come to God, because those who must come to him must believe. It is when you have this strong belief that you will be able to stand against pressure. That you will be able to stand against opposition. Because we are in this world. You see, as long as you are with this flesh, you will have challenges. It will come. It will come. During this past week, I was having some challenges at my place of work. I was just getting some queries back to back. And as I was dealing with it, I just saw a message from Pastor. EY, I just thought about you. I just had to say hi. Do you know that was just God's confirmation to me that God is there? It was overwhelming. But when I saw the message, you thought about me at this time when I was about replying a query. I said, God, I thank you. So, what do you believe in God? You see, do you have a strong belief in this God? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in the love of God? What are the beliefs you have in God? He said, those things that we surely believe, those things that are our foundation, those things that are our pillars, those things that form our Christianity, those things that no matter the technology, it cannot change. It cannot. It cannot. You cannot tell me that there's nothing called Holy Spirit. You cannot tell me that there's nothing called Jesus. You cannot tell me that Jesus did not die. You know, there was a school of thought that Jesus did not actually die. But he went to coma. That he was in coma for 3 days. Hallelujah. You there are some things you will know. It will be printed on your spirit. It will be printed in you. You will not be able to let it go. And so, what do you need to do? The Bible says that we need to pay attention to these things. We need to pay attention to these things so that we will not forget about them. So that you will not begin to accept what you couldn't accept before. So that, no, technology and science will not change your belief about God. Pastor, we have some very, you know, ministers of God who confess some things on the altar that you wonder what was their previous belief about God. Things that should not. How could you as a pastor, as a man of God, support gay marriage? For what? What revelation do you, how will you explain it? If it is spoken out, what is that thing in you that will make you that will repel it, that will make you feel, no, this is not God? So we need to pay attention to the things that we have known in God. We need to pay attention to the things that we have come to agree with God. Not because pastor said so. Not because a minister of God said so. But because you have come to walk with God and you have come to know God to that point. That is why our relationship with the Holy Spirit is non-negotiable. It's not. You cannot continue in this race without Holy Spirit. You cannot continue in this race without the Holy Spirit. You have to continually press further. You know what Paul said? Paul said that, I consider the things I have known, I consider the things I have achieved as past. He said, I press. He didn't say I walk. I press. That means that your relationship with the Holy Spirit, you will make it a priority. You will prioritize it. You see, Lagos is... Hallelujah. Oh, God. You could run from Monday to Friday in Lagos and not have time. You could just keep running. Wake up early, 4 o'clock, get home 11, wake up 4 o'clock, get home 11, and you run like that for the whole week. And you just keep Holy Spirit aside. But what he said is, I press. What does that mean? You have to make conscious effort. Find a way to keep that relationship with the Holy Spirit. Find a way. Find a way. Find a means. If it needs you to be praying in the office, probably, you know, pastor says something like, maybe 5 minutes break, you just go to restroom, you just pray, or you find a way to fan the flame going. Ensure that you do not lose touch with God. Ensure that you do not lose that touch with God. Because once you lose that touch with God, that which you surely believe will begin to fade away. You begin to discover that some of the things that you stand against before, you don't have a say anymore. You begin to shift ground. You begin to what? Shift ground. You begin to compromise. You see, one of the things that happened to Peter, let me tell us. The Bible says that Peter denied Jesus. Abi, what did he do? What happened? Why? As long as Jesus Christ was with him, it was impossible for him to deny Jesus. At what point did he deny Jesus? When he was away. When Jesus Christ was not with him. That was what he had stood for. He started going against it. He said that, I do not know him. That's what he said. He said that he did not know him. Why? Because Jesus Christ was not with him. He was away. So once you do not fan that flame of fire in you, once you do not keep that relationship on, you will begin to compromise. So you see, I don't blame those who come up in Facebook or this social media and say some things. It's because they started rationalizing. You see, you started interpreting the scriptures using what you see. You started interpreting the scriptures using how life is. Using Nigeria condition to interpret the scriptures. Then you begin to give allowance for some things. You begin to say that there's nothing wrong in it. Why must we pay tithe? Why? 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 This person that said this has been paying tithe. But all of a sudden, the thing just came to him. For what? These are the things we are talking about. What could have caused that is a gap that he has created between him and the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says something. I'm sorry, I'm not opening to the place. Bible says that it is when you come to Christ, you will know whether this doctrine is of God or not. There are some questions that when you keep that relationship with God, you will not need to be told. Bible says you have the Holy Spirit in you, who is what? The teacher. He will explain to you the truth. So we need to pay attention to the things that we have believed by keeping a closer relationship with Jesus, closer relationship with the Holy Spirit, ensuring that we draw closer, draw closer, draw closer, draw closer. You see, the person that the God that is living in us is the Holy Spirit, and we need to draw closer. We need to pull together. We need to draw closer, draw closer. In your place of work, ensure you draw closer. Constantly ensure that you are doing things that will be reminding you of God. Constantly ensuring, even in your home, ensure that you are doing things that will keep bringing God to your memory. If not, if you decide to watch TV, or you decide to just, you know, take your attention away from God and look at other things, you will begin to see things. And gradually, that which you have believed will begin to fade away. You begin to see that which you have believed so much, you are compromising gradually. You are compromising gradually because you are looking at other things. You know, the Bible says that why we look at what we cannot see. Because what we cannot see is everlasting. So when you keep looking at Jesus, when you keep pressing further, you will discover that gap that is in between you and Jesus, in between your Holy Spirit, is getting closer. And you draw closer and you do not allow these things to slip. Because it is possible for them to slip. If you read that verse 2 of that Hebrews, it said, "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" So he's saying that, you see, it is possible for you to allow these things to slip. But we need to give attention to it. And how do you give attention to it? How do you give attention to it? By, you know, emphasizing on your core values. Core values. What do you do when you wake up in the morning? What's the first thing? Where do you put God? You know, before several years ago, sir, when we were still in secondary school, when we wake up, there's a group, we all go to a class for morning devotion, and everybody will have their hand go and like that, maybe 30 minutes, 1 hour, and it was consistent. It was like an old school, but it helped us. Understand? It helped us. We were able to, you know, constantly have a relationship with the Word of God. You see, what do you put? What are your core values as regards God? What are the things that you can, you know, do without when it comes to God? What are the things that you have placed priority on when it comes to relationship with God? How do you treat God? How do you refer to, how do you reverence God? How do you place God? Where do you place Him? So this morning, what I'm telling you is make sure you have set goals, values on relationship with God. Make sure you have prioritized your relationship with God in placing values on your relationship, ensuring that you place value on it. You know that without my relationship with God, I cannot amount to anything. Knowing that without your relationship with God, you can get swept away. Knowing that without your relationship with God, you can get, you know, drifted away. Hallelujah. So, placing core values, doing things that will make Holy Spirit close to you, ensuring that you, you know, draw closer anyway. If you know that you will not be able to, you know, pray in the day, pray in the night. If you know that you will not be able to pray in the night, pray in the day. If you skip today's prayer, pray, ensure that you add it to tomorrow's prayer. If you do not read your Bible today, ensure that you read. Get it anyhow. Get the soft copy. Play it to your head. Let it be ringing. In the beginning there was war. What was with God and what was God? God was in the beginning. Just let it be ringing like that as you go to work. If you couldn't read it, just ensure that you are getting the Word of God. It has effect, brethren. It has effect. Because this world, the purpose of the world is to crush Christianity. Is to crush the life of God and squeeze it out of you. That's what Jesus told Peter. He said that devil desire to squeeze it, throw it away. And what did the devil do? He made him to start compromising that which he believed. So we need to get closer to God. We need to draw closer to Him. We need to ensure that we do everything within our power to keep our relationship with Him. Prioritizing the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, then by frequent exposure to the Word of God. Frequent exposure to the Word of God. I mentioned that. Frequent exposure to the Word of God. ensuring that you keep your relationship with the Word of God intact. Frequent exposure via, probably listening to message. There are so many messages in the portal. Listening to messages or reading the scriptures, probably playing the scriptures or reading or listening to music. Music too, you could listen to music and they will be blessing your soul. They will be blessing your soul. You could just ensure you prioritize that attention to the Word of God. So by frequent exposure to the Word of God, and also by acting on the Word of God. You need to act on the Word of God. If the Word of God has spoken, if God has spoken to you to do something, I was reading a book by Kenneth again, and he was just explaining, what do you mean to act on God's Word? What is it? When we say act on God's Word, what does it mean? The Bible, you have read this morning, that the Bible says, do not lie. Deviate from lying. Ensure that you decide to speak the truth, nothing but the truth. That's just acting on the God's word. That's acting on the Word of God. Ensuring that what you have read is what you practice. Just do it. And I want to tell you that it will be challenged. The Word of God will be challenged. If you decide to go by the Word of God, you will see challenges. Things that will rise up to fight that Word of God. I remember some years ago, in my place of work, I just had this. I couldn't do this. I mean, how do I do this? I can't take this. I was just seriously fighting it in my spirit. And so I now called Pastor. I called Pastor. I said, Pastor, that was before Harvest was started. I said, Pastor, please, this is it. I'm having these challenges. What do you think? You're also in this sector. You're in the banking sector. What do you think? How do you treat this like this? And he said, hey, why? This is what he does and all that. You know, what we are saying is, when you decide to be different from others, when you decide to probably stick to the truth, when you decide to say it the way it is, when you decide to just be objective, when you decide to be clear, when you decide to make your point known, they will stand against you. There will be forces that will want to rise against you. But what do you have to do? Stick to the Word of God. You know, the Bible says that the person that heard my word and do it is the one that builds on a foundation, a rocky foundation. But the person that heard it, so hearing is not the problem, but doing. He said the person is the one that builds on a sandy soil, on a shaky foundation. So doing the Word of God, acting upon it, will ensure that you are testing that which you know. Let's see Hebrews chapter 5. Let me just read verse 11 to 14. Hebrews 5, verse 11 to 14. He said, of whom we have many things to say and hearts to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong men. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belong to them that are full age, even those who by the reason of use have their senses exercised to discern between both good and evil. So it is use that will make you know, establish what you have believed the more. It is when you read the Word of God and you practice it and you do it that will establish, that will consolidate that which you have believed. That is when you can get further instructions from God. Pastor, I said this several times, that if what God said to you, you have not done it, that is where you will remain. That He will not say something else apart from that. You will have to obey that one. That one has to pass. You have to obey that one before you get further instructions from. So, obeying the Word of God, sticking to it, ensuring that you do it, practice it. When you get to your house, practice it. When you get to your house, practice it. There was a time, Pastor, I approached the pastor. I said, see, I have to do some things because the Bible says so. Not because it was convenient. Not because I was not supposed to get annoyed. Not because I was not supposed to pick up and fight. But I allowed it to sleep because God said so. There was a time I was praying. And God just spoke to me. He said, go and meet your wife and apologize. And she has just done it. She has just done something to me that paid me. Well, I went back there. And I started apologizing. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Please, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Even though I was not supposed to say I'm sorry. You know, when you are the one proving point. You're not supposed to, but I had to do that. You see, the Bible is, when you do these things, it will consolidate your belief in God. It will ensure that your relationship with God is founded. God will be able to speak clearly to you when you obey. But when you disobey, when you refuse to yield to what you have heard, the Bible says it's just like a man that looks at himself in the mirror and has forgotten how he looks. It's just like somebody that keeps looking and you can't even remember the picture that you have seen. You can't even remember it. That's how it is. When you act upon the word of God, then you will be able to it will consolidate your belief in God. It will enable you to go further in God. Amen. The Bible, I want to, where do we have to pay attention to the things we have heard? Why do we have to, pay attention to it? Why do we have to give it, attention? Why do we have to, give it urgent attention? The Bible says, to avoid possibility of drifting away from the truth. The Bible says in that Hebrews 1 that we heard, it said that we need to give earnest heed to this so that it will not slip away. We need to give earnest heed to it so that it will not slip away. To avoid drifting away from the truth. To avoid mixing truth. Because what the knowledge that is going to cover the whole heart, the knowledge that will be so much in it will be the truth. Understand? Jude was saying something. He said that take knowledge of these people that they came out of us, but they are not part of us. He said they are for themselves. They are speaking heresies, coloring the truth. So you are going to get messages. You are going to see things. You are going to hear things that will appear like truth, but they are not truth. So when you pay attention to that which you have known, you will be able to discern. You will be able to filter. You will be able to know that this is not truth. Because a whole lot of people are being swayed away. A whole lot of people are leaving the foundations that they know. A whole lot of people are compromising their stand, shifting, and doing things that they have vowed they will never do. So, the reason why we need to pay attention to these things, is so that we will not follow them. We will not turn back. He said that the just shall live by faith. He said we are not of them that draw back to perdition. So, we need to give attention to this. We need to consider it again and again. You need to review it and know what you believe in God. What do you believe in God? And see, what you believe in God is what you will practice. What you believe in God is what you will do. Understand? If you believe in prayers, you will pray. If you believe in fasting, you will fast. If you believe God is Lord, then you will not struggle with Him. You will surrender to Him. If you believe God is love, then you will know how to approach God. Your belief is what will work for you. What you believe in God is that which you will act upon. So, the reason why we need to pay attention to these things is so that it will not slip from us. Will not drift away. Another reason why we need to pay attention to these things is so that we will be stable. Stability. So that we'll be stable in Him. so that we will be stable in him. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Come on, verse. 1 Corinthians 15. Okay, let me just get there. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15, 58. The Bible says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He's saying, be ye steadfast, unmovable. He's talking about your consolidation in him, your belief in him. Be steadfast, be founded in him, be convinced in him. You know, sometimes people will say, he said, I am fully persuaded that he can do what he has said. It is when you are, you pay attention to the things you have known, you pay attention to the things you believe, that you will be stable. That there's no wind of doctrine, there's no wave of doctrine that will shake you, that will move you out, that will make you sleep, that will confuse you. No, when you pay attention to the things that you have heard, pay attention to the things you have believed, then you will be stable. You will be stable in him. He said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. Always abounding in the work of God. So, stability has to do with what you believe. Stability has to do with that which you believe. And your belief must be consolidated, or else it will slip. Or else it will sleep. You know, the thing is, we walk by faith. Everything is by faith. It is by faith. We walk by faith. So when you continue to fan that fire, that is when you can continue to walk. Or else that which you think you believe, it will slip from you. Another reason why we need to pay attention to that which we have believed is so that we might have confidence in God. We might have confidence in God. Confidence in God. Confidence in God. Bible says that let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and grace to help. Let us come boldly. Let us come boldly. You see, when you have belief in God, you see, when Jesus spoke to Peter, Jesus said, Peter, Peter, devil has desired to swift you as wind. He said, but I have prayed for you. He said, but when thou art converted, strengthen your brethren. You see, it is that prayer of Jesus that enabled Peter to repent. And when Jesus Christ came back from the grave, Bible says that he ran to see him when they told him that he has risen. He ran. The guy that brought the news, he outran him. He ran. He did not shy away that this is the person I denied. The Bible says he ran to meet him. It is belief is God. It is because of his belief in God. So confidence in God will come out of that which you have believed. You will be able to approach God if you have that belief in God. I'm not talking about corporate belief, just corporate belief now. I'm talking about your own belief. Your own belief. What do you believe in God? Bible says that they that know their God shall be strong. The Bible didn't say they that know God. No, it's different. They that know their God. You need to have a belief in God. You need to know your own God. You need to know your own God. That's why I say, what do you think about God? What is your own belief in God? You need to have your own belief in God. And so when you find that belief in God, you ensure that you stick to it, you do not let it slip, then you will have confidence in God. You'll be able to approach God confidently. You'll be able to approach God confidently. You'll be able to pray, you'll be able to speak on his behalf, you'll be able to sing songs to him, you'll be able to relate with him confidently. No, it is that. The Paul said something. He said that, thanks be to God who has given us victory. He said, therefore, there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, because the law of spirit has taken over. As we have moved from death to life. It's because of his belief in God. It's because of his belief in God. There were many times they called Paul to stand. And they asked him questions. Can you tell us why you are doing these things? You know, he was never part of the apostles when Jesus Christ was on her. He was never, he didn't follow Jesus while Jesus was moving around. He didn't do that. He had an encounter with Jesus. And that was all. And that was what started his relationship. And so when they called his faith to question, he was able to speak confidently because of his belief in God. He was able to defend the faith. He was able to write things. Many letters of Paul were born out of his belief in God. Some of the things he said about marriage, some of the things he said about tradition, some of the things he said about leadership were born out of his belief in God. So, if you have belief in God, if you keep your belief in God, if you ensure that it does not slip from you, you have confidence with God. You have confidence with God. So, as I've said, you need to pay attention to these details to avoid possibility of drifting off, possibility of losing it, possibility of falling off. No, the Bible says that if they have tasted this gospel, he said that if they now slip away, he said it is hard to get them back. Why? Because they don't have a strong foundation. They have lost that which they believe. And that's why it's going to be very hard to get them back. So you need to ensure that you find the flame of your belief in God to avoid the possibility of drifting away, and to also to ensure that you are stable in Him. To ensure that you are stable. You are stable in Him. To avoid instability. To remove instability. To ensure that you are founded in Him. To ensure that there is no wave of doctrine that will shake you away. Nobody will just rise up one day and speak something, and because you respected such a person, and because you honor such a person, you will begin to do that which the person has said, or you begin to believe that which the person has said. There are so many people, so many Christians, that their belief is because that man believed it. Their belief is because that pastor believed it. No. You are supposed to have your own belief. What do you believe in God? What is your conviction about God? So when you have this conviction, it will kill instability. It will kill it. You will be confident in God. That's the third point. You will be confident in God. You will be certain of what you know. And you'll be able to approach God with it. Devil will not be able to to tweak you. Devil will not be able to shake you. Because you are confident in what you know. Hallelujah. 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 So the question this morning is that, what do you believe in God? What is your belief? What do you think you believe? When everything is shaken away, when everything is moved, when the whole world is like coming on top of you, what will you do? Will your belief rise up? Will that confidence you have in God, will it rise up? Will you be able to stand? You see, Job. Kai. The man was able to stand against his wife, stand against the friends, stand against physical assaults, stand against weather, stand against affliction, stand against everything because of his belief. Everything came down. Everything came down. Yet he was able to stand because of his belief. So what you believe in is what will stand for you. So many people, so many disciples of Jesus, they left him when they were about to crucify him. They ran away because of the belief they had. But that woman that believed in him, that apostle that believed in him, Bible says he kept coming even though he's far, but he followed till when he got to the cross. When Jesus said, mother, see your son. So he had a belief in him. And by the time he resurrected, he looked for him. Hallelujah. So what do you believe in? What do you believe about God? What do you believe about God? What is that conviction you have about God? Is there anything that can shake away that thing, that belief you have about God? Paul said that what can take away the love of God from us? He said affliction. He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Nay, nay. So what is your belief about God? How do you hold God? What is your thought about God? Because you cannot come to God except you believe in Him. And believing Him is not just saying, I know Him. No. You must believe in His power. You must believe in His love. You must believe in His essence. You must believe in His presence. You must believe in His existence. You must believe that He is there. You must believe that He lives. You must believe that He is seeing everything. You must believe that He has power to save. You must believe that He can stretch forth His power. He can do anything. You must believe these things. You see, when it comes to God, I'm always very afraid to say that God cannot do something. No. Ah, God. God can kill and they won't call it murder. Just as Pastor Newman say. He said, He's the one that can kill and it's not murder. He can do anything. Bible says He seated in heaven and He does as it pleases Him. So you must believe in God. So what do you believe in God? What's your own belief about God? That's the question. And I want you to just go back home this morning. When you get back home, God, what are the things that can shake my thoughts about God? What are the things that can make me begin to doubt God? What areas can I begin to consider that maybe God is not there? Maybe God has forsaken me. Maybe God has left me. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Shall we bow down our heads to pray? Just bow down your heads and pray. Talk to God this morning about your belief in God. Talk to God. Say something to God and say, Lord, I believe in You. Oh, I believe in You. I believe in Your power. I believe in Your law. I believe in Your essence. I believe You are existing. I believe You live in me. I believe in You, oh God. I believe in You, oh God. Lord, I believe in You, oh God. 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 Help me. Help my unbelief. Help me anywhere that I'm considering or